Politicians, business leaders, economists, and educators agree the future health of Maine's economy depends in large part on growing a younger, more highly educated workforce. With an eye on this goal, the legislature last year created a commission to study ways of making college more affordable and boosting the number of people who complete their studies and earn degrees. As Jay Field reports, the panel came up with its recommendations today in Augusta.
We'll hear more about the commission's work and its suggestions in a moment. First, though, meet Erica Frederick Rock. She's the kind of student who would benefit from many of the panel's recommendations. She's a senior at the University of Maine at Augusta, a biology major, and an athlete.
I actually got home last night at 11:30 because I'm on the UMA basketball team as a 36-year-old, and I played 36 minutes last night, so I'm a little sore today as well.
Frederick Rock's college journey began after she graduated from Coney High School in Augusta. She went to the University of Hartford in Connecticut, thinking she might one day go into law or public policy. But Frederick Rock was raised by a single father with limited means. So after one semester, she transferred to UMaine Orno, where the tuition was cheaper. But at the end of the year, Frederick Rock had a change of heart.
I sat down and really thought about what I wanted to do and realized I really didn't know at 19 what it was that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And I didn't want to have my father pay for me not knowing. So I joined the military.
The idea was to support herself and eventually get a degree. But Frederick Rock got out of the service before qualifying for the GI Bill. She worked for the Bank of America for a while in Vermont and went to school part-time for business before ultimately deciding to pursue a career in healthcare. Frederick Rock enrolled full-time at UMA 3 years ago and is studying biology.
So I work 20 hours a week, and I'm a teaching assistant for two professors on campus in order to help cover the cost of a lot of things. I'm maxed out right now in student loans.
$50,000 in debt, Frederick Rock says, and facing the prospect of having to pay out of pocket for the master's degree in public health that will allow her to make the kind of money she'll need to pay down all that debt.
College debt is a major burden in what is setting our generation and our state back.
That's State Representative Maddie Daughtry, a Brunswick Democrat and co-chair of the Commission to Study College Affordability and College Completion. The panel, made up of lawmakers and educators, met six times between last August and last November. In its final report, the commission makes 10 recommendations to encourage more Mainers to complete college degrees and to be able to do so affordably. One suggestion is that the legislature boosts the amount of money students can get under the Maine State Grant Program from $1,000 to $2,500 per year. Daughtry says this change is long overdue.
The grant has sort of been stagnated around $1,000 since roughly 1992. In 1992, that helped pay for, you know, almost your entire community college tuition. Now, for some majors, it barely covers one textbook.
The commission also wants the Maine Maritime, UMaine, and Community College System boards to consider adopting suggestions from a study by the group Complete College America. It's called the Game Changers Report, and it recommends tying public funding for state universities to performance measures, not just enrollment. It suggests that states give students incentives to attend college full-time and that state schools offer so-called gateway courses to freshmen who need remediation at the start of their college careers. The legislature's Education and Cultural Affairs Committee spent the afternoon questioning the researchers who prepared the report. In the coming months, lawmakers will have to work with each other and the state's educational institutions to figure out which strategies to go forward with. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.